And welcome you back to the PM Sports page. It's now time for our Jet Physical Therapy Volleyball Athlete of the Week. This week, it's Winfield Mount Union Junior Jenna Buffington. Jenna, I appreciate the time. Congratulations. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jenna, a great start to the season for yourself and the team. 5-2 on the young year, coming off of a championship at West Branch in the first tournament this past weekend. Let's just look overall, 5-2. Jenna, what's the team been doing well to start the season?
Well, this summer we had a lot of open gyms and we had conditioning, which helped us for the preseason workouts. And then we started practice up around the beginning to middle of August. And from the beginning of the season, we've worked tremendously hard. We all know a goal for us this season was to make it farther in district rounds, and we wanted to have a winning record this year. And so we've all put in the hard work, and we've been working nonstop, working together, pushing ourselves to our limits to improve for the season. And it definitely showed this weekend at West Branch when we won the championship. Mm-hmm. It just showed how hard we've been working, and that is finally going to start paying off this season.
And let's talk about that West Branch tournament. Something that really stands out is you're able to win the tournament going 4-1 on the day, and a lot of those sets were super, super close, nail-biting, probably really exciting if you're there. How were you able to grind out all those wins on Saturday?
Well, in the championship game, right before we started, our whole team huddled up, and we all agreed. We're like, we wanted to win the game. We wanted to be tournament champions because one of our ultimate goals for the season was to win a tournament, because in the past we kind of struggled winning tournaments. So this was definitely one of our biggest goals this season. And so we went to the game knowing we all wanted to do our best and play our hardest and just win the game against West Branch. And so we went into the game fighting so hard, and it was tremendously amazing how awesome we all played together. It was, the energy on the court was crazy. We went point for point with West Branch, and they're a pretty decent team. So there were some struggles and we had to make a lot of adjustments, but I think the team did a great job of hustling for every ball, getting every ball up and just not quitting and taking it point by point the whole game.
Mm-hmm. And it did go three sets and went to the brink. You won 15-13. So take me into the mind of you and the team when the final point went on the board and you realized tournament champions. What was that feeling like?
Oh, it had to be one of the best feelings. And I know it's only the beginning of the season, but the feeling knowing that we won the tournament, we were the first Winfield team in school history to win the West Branch tournament, so it was pretty amazing to be one of the people on that team. And that last point, my setter, Kayla Edwards, got the ball up in the back row, and I made a back row attack, and when we all saw that ball hit the ground in the court, it was crazy. We were all jumping, screaming, high-fiving, hugging. It was an amazing feeling. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Good stuff. And what can a win like that, a tournament win, and just starting 5-2 on the season, how can that help your team moving forward?
I think it definitely gave our team a lot of confidence going into the season. It showed us, like, how hard we've been working and that's starting to pay off. And we realized, we were talking the other day before practice, we were saying how if this is the way we're going to start the season, is winning a tournament and having a winning record, then we can't wait to see how the rest of the season is going to go and how all of our work's going to pay off.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about you now from an individual standpoint. How do you think you've improved these last few years, maybe even from last year to this year?
I think definitely I've gotten a lot better at using my shots and mixing it up and not just hitting straight hard balls all the time, rolling up with my tips, my roll shots and everything. And my team's definitely got a lot better job. We've got better at getting the ball up, getting the ball to the setter so the setter can get a good set. And our hitters have really executed very well this past year. And we focused a lot on eliminating errors and improving our efficiencies and our percentages for the season.
Is there a leadership role that you've taken on for your team here in your junior campaign?
Yeah. This junior year, we have one senior, Anna Hudson, and she's done a great job as being a leader these past 2 years. But with only having one senior, I knew somebody else had to step up. And my whole life, I've had a feeling of, like, leading is one of the things I want to do, and it's something that I have pride in. And so at the beginning of the season, I told myself, I was telling myself I need to step up this season. I need to be a leader. I need to guide the team through the season and be a positive role model and have a positive mindset for the season.
Mm-hmm. Outside of being a leader that you're just talking about, is there any other expectations you set out for yourself this season?
Yes. For my junior year, I've definitely focused more on being positive, having a positive mindset, staying focused and calm in pressure situations. Because that's definitely something I've struggled with in the past. So it's definitely been something I've been working on, is trying to stay calm, trying to being able to handle the pressure situations and stay focused and work hard, no matter if I'm at practice, in a game, or even in the weight room. Just focus on staying focused and working my hardest.
Mm-hmm. Some fun questions here for you, Jenna. Do you have a volleyball role model, whether it's a person from the past that was at Winfield or maybe someone at the college ranks?
I definitely think it's probably Michaela Fecky. When she played at Holy Trinity, she played against my older sister a few times, and it was so cool to just watch her play and being a high school athlete and already being so amazing. And then I followed her through her years at Nebraska, and it was just so cool to watch the games and just see how amazing of a player she was.
Do you have a go-to pregame meal?
I definitely think one of my go-to pregame meals is probably, I don't know, I like to eat chips. It's not very healthy, but I like chips and fruit. I don't know. It's something I tend to eat before every game.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. How about a pregame ritual, or do you have a superstition you have to do before every match?
I don't really have a superstition. I just, before a game, I get super nervous, so I normally just take deep breaths, really. That's pretty much all I really do. I don't really have many superstitions.
Sure. This can be sports or non-sports or related. What do you like about Winfield Mountain Union?
I definitely like the smallness of the school and how close all of my classmates are. And walking on the halls, I can recognize almost every person. So that's nice to be able to know who I'm going to school with. And the teachers at Winfield, they're amazing. They're always willing to help you with anything, willing to talk to you whenever you need it. And it's just amazing how nice our teachers and students are at the school.
Last question before I let you go here, Jenna. Our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a match?
Before a match, our team really focuses a lot on getting a good stretch in, making sure your muscles are warmed up, warming up our shoulders a lot. We do some shoulder stretches and exercises before a game to make sure we don't tear anything. We want to make sure we're warmed up so we don't have any injuries on the court. It's just something we take very seriously, is getting a proper warm-up.
Well, Jenna, thanks for your time. Congrats on the great start to the year. Hope to keep things rolling.
Thank you.
That's Jenna Buffington, a junior on this year's Winfield Mountain Union volleyball team. Join us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Athlete of the Week. Jenna was huge in that tournament win at West Branch, already 55 kills on the young season. Let's step aside. We'll close things out on today's PM Sports page next on KCII.